8. Summary of questions. Question 1. Do you agree that any new arrangements should apply solely to premises run by NHS organisations, that's NHS trusts and foundation trusts, rather than to those run by providers from other sectors? Question 2. Do you agree that the inclusion of new requirements in the NHS standard contract would be an appropriate and effective approach? If not, what would be a more appropriate vehicle? Question 3. Which of these approaches would be most suitable if a fee on SSB vendors were to be introduced? Question 4. What do you think the likely approach from vendors would be? Question 5. Were an SSB fee introduced, what would be the right level at which to set it in order to achieve the policy aim? Question 6. Do you agree with the proposed reporting arrangements? Question 7. What would be the one-off and ongoing administrative costs associated with each of the proposed policies? Question 8. In your view, should NHS organisations be required to reinvest the money generated into the health and well-being of their staff? Question 9. Which of the two policy options proposed would best meet our decision-making criteria? Question 10. Are there any alternative policies that NHS England could introduce that would meet the decision-making criteria equally well or better than those proposed? Question 11. Do you think that 5 grams per 100 millilitres is the right level for the total added sugar content in a sugar-sweetened beverage? Question 12. Do you think we should exclude drinks for treating medical conditions? Question 13. Do you think we should exclude the 5 allowable ingredients to ensure pure fruit products are kept outside the scope of the policy? Question 14. Do you think we should include pre-packaged milk-based drinks in the scope of the policy? Question 15. Which approach offers the best way of classifying pre-packaged milk-based drinks? Question 16. Do the definitions of sugar syrups outlined above cover all likely sugar syrups used with hot drinks? Question 17. Do you think that any hot drink with added sugar syrup should be included in the policy? Question 18. Do you think that NHS England should set out a timescale over which NHS organisations must achieve full implementation of the policy? And question 19. What should be the contractual consequences for trusts if they fail to achieve full compliance within the agreed timescales?